Blake and Eva show on Coast 93.1. This woman's purse went missing when she was in high school, and it's been found 65 years later.
Isn't that crazy?
It's unbelievable. And of course, thanks to social media was how they tracked her down.
Wow. So it's like in the 50s.
Martha Ina Ingham.
Mm-hmm.
Say that 10 times fast. That sounds like that. What's that song? Yoppin, blippin, gleepin, globin, right?
Oh,
what
yeah.
is that song?
Right.
Oh, what is that song? Gleepin, globin. Oh, someone call 79 Coast. It's an 80s song. Someone knows it. Quick, 79 Coast, 792-6278. Martha's purse was reconnected with her. She's in her 80s now.
Damn.
She graduated high school in 1955.
Mm.
And so what was in her purse?
God, 55.
Yearbook photo. Red lipstick,
that's
of course.
Figured, right?
A letter from an admirer asking her to prom. A letter from a friend talking about how Bobby and I aren't getting back together. I'm going to continue to walk her to classes, but I'm focusing on my friends now. It's like this is like a status update. It's
right.
a 1955
right,
version
right.
of a status
Writing
update.
Letters. Yeah. God.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, do you know the song I was trying to figure out?
Yeah, isn't it Pretty Fly for
Is it
white
Pretty
guy?
Fly for a White Guy? Oh, I think you're right. By The Offspring?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I have it. Oh, do we not have? Oh, come on.
Is it
All right, I'm going to have to look it up. All right, thanks for calling. Okay, 79-CO-792-6278. If your purse were preserved right now, you lost it and someone discovered it 65 years from now, what would they say? Wow, you'll never guess what we found in this purse. Like, what would you be embarrassed about? Or what's the most random thing? People are all calling about the Offspring song.
I know.
Are you calling about the song or about the purse?
Well, I was calling about the song because I thought it was a Def Leppard song.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, it's like something beaten mountain globin.
Yeah, I want was
I
it
got
Rock Me?
To say.
Yeah. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
This is Chris.
Okay, I'm guessing you're calling about the song or are you calling to tell us what's in your purse?
Yeah, I don't have a purse. We were going to go with a song.
Okay, what was the yappin? What is it?
I believe it's not the Offspring. It's Def Leppard, Rock of Ages, I believe.
Is it Rock of Ages?
Hold on.
I have that one. Hold on. Let's see. Yes! Good job, Chris.
Nice.
Good job, Chris. All right, well, I'll tell you what. We'll set you up with a Blake and Eva water bottle if you want to come by the radio station.
Sweet.
Okay, we're going to put a little note. Eva, can you write a little note down for the front desk? We'll give you a Blake and Eva water bottle, all right?
I just want a water bottle.
Yeah. He's like, here's your something good.
Yeah.
That's funny. Have a good day, Chris.
Bye.
We got to get to more of these. What's in your purse, Stacy? Don't hang up. I have a feeling you're going to end up embarrassing your daughter, but we want to hear this anyway. Okay,
she's not with me, so that's fine.
Okay, well that's good. Lauren, we were talking about the most random thing in your purse, or like if your purse were to be, you know, fossilized, what would they find in 60 years, like they did with this woman's purse she lost in high school. 65 years later, they found it, and it's like, oh my God, you think. What if I lost my purse right now? What would they find in it? And Lauren, they would find what? The most odd thing in your purse?
Fishing bobbers.
Fishing bobbers.
Mm-hmm. And why?
Love to fish. Things get in my pockets and then somehow get into the purse.
So you're ready to fish at any time?
I am. There's probably some artificial worms in there, too.
Well, thank God you have artificial worms, because if they had living worms in your purse, that would be concerning. Okay.
All right.
So you're ready to fish at any time?
Yes.
Okay. And Stacy, so I see on here you got like the little brace bands.
Yeah, bands and wax. You know, I actually found since I called you that I've got the bag with my prior engagement ring from 20 years ago, because I was going to take it to the jewelers and have something else done with it.
You're just discovering that you have an old engagement ring in your purse?
I did. I know. It's crazy. And I have my daughter's Vagisil.
Oh.
Hold on. Hold up. Okay, first of all, as a gay man who doesn't dabble with anything that starts with VAG...
Right.
Go ahead, tell them what Vagisil is.
What is
for.
Vagisil? I don't even know what that is.
Oh, it's like for soothing and itching.
Oh, like for if there's irritation?
Yeah, you can call it irritation.
Infection?
Yeah.
Oh, please
so
tell me that's not.
Things when you have, wait when a you minute. Have three daughters, you have to yeah. be prepared at all times for
that's not...
you know, any feminine need.
Right. That's not any one of your daughters in the background, I hear, is it?
No, I was picking up coffee for a group meeting at Starbucks.
Oh, okay.
So now I'm not at the Starbucks window anymore.
Oh, my God. That would have been amazing.
Right.
If you're at the window going, yeah, it's my daughter's Vagisil. Can I get a venti latte?
I just picked up two boxes of coffee for my company meeting.
And you got don't forget to bring that engagement ring to get appraised, too.
Well, I'm so glad to do this because I couldn't remember where I put it. So thank you for helping me find that.
Well, I'd keep digging in that purse. See what else is there.
Yeah. Exactly. A little gold bullion at the bottom.
Yeah. Lunch.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? I did one term I didn't expect to say on the radio today, Vagisil.
There you go. You could do an ad for it.
There you go. It's the Blake and Eva show. You never know when Vagisil is going to pop up. Okay. I don't even really know what I'm saying because I still don't completely understand what
all
it
right,
is.
I'll tell you
so I'm
there.
Like a kid who just learned a new word.
Right.
Vagisil.
It's a fun word, though.
It is a fun word. I like it. Vagisil. Blake and Eva.
It feels mildly naughty, but it doesn't actually mean anything bad.
Right. I know. Yeah. Well, it's just, again, not in my area of expertise.
Soothing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Blake and Eva show brought to you by Vagisil. It's soothing?
Yes. Oh, okay. It's soothing. It's for like irritation down there.
Coming up, we got a nice, lovely song that's better than Vagisil. Is that not the right use?
Almost all songs should be.
Okay, right. Thank you, Stacey.
All right, thanks.
Vagisil Wash, the confident clean.